If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on the map tonight is the Wisconsin State Fair, one of my favorites. The first state fair was held in Janesville along the banks of the Rock River in 1851. In the early years, the state fair traveled to different cities each year until a permanent home for the event was found in 1892 in its present location. This year, the Wisconsin State Fair will celebrate 174 years of tradition and hope to once again welcome over a million fairgoers over the course of its 11-day run. The 2025 edition of the fair kicks off July 31st and runs through Sunday, August 10th. And joining us to tell about the history of the fair and what you can look forward to at this year's fair, new foods, rides, attractions, is the executive director and CEO for the Wisconsin State Fair. And she used to exhibit animals back in the day at the fair. Let's welcome back Sherry Black. Sherry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I am great. So you exhibited animals. So that's part of the tradition at the state fair, is you see families and kids with their animals as you walk through the barns. And that's what you did.
I did. And it is very much a tradition, especially here at Wisconsin State Fair Park. It's really how fairs began, having some friendly competition between farmers. I know the first fair in Wisconsin was held in Waukesha, my former fair. But it's obviously a tradition. It was a way for people to be social, which is still true today.
Very, very cool. Well, it all begins all over again next week. It's a year's worth of work to put it all together. It's exciting this time of year, right?
It is, because, you know, I mean, we technically start planning fairs. I mean, we're totally done with 2025. Now it's just the execution of it. But we're working on 2026, even some things for 2027. So we're always planning far in advance.
I love hearing that. You know, for me, the state fair has been a tradition for several generations. I've been going for nearly five decades since I was just a kid. It's a true highlight of the summer. I have to say, I've never been to the Illinois State Fair, and I know that's in our own backyard. But, you know, going from here in Chicago to West Allis to Milwaukee, it's actually easier from getting there than it is sometimes in downtown traffic to the suburbs, I think, anyway.
Oh, and, you know, we all understand that. For us, Minnesota State Fair is a great fair, and I'm friends with everybody that works there. So I don't feel bad. I'm actually also friends with Rebecca, the director at the Illinois State Fair. We understand logistically sometimes it just makes sense for you to visit a different state fair, and that's okay. We're just happy that you're visiting and supporting our fairs.
Yeah, and, you know, this fair has been going on for a very long time, but there was some time it didn't go on. It was during the Civil War. It was during the World's Columbian Exhibition when it was held here in Chicago, 1945, because of World War II, and then a year for COVID. But there are so many things and traditions in the park itself that have remained the same over the last 174 years.
There are, and one of those being our cream puffs. That is quite a tradition for people. We typically sell about 400,000 of those during the fair. And this is, of course, an area that we wanted to give some help to. So we now have a new state-of-the-art bakery, our formerly known as the Cream Puff Pavilion, reverted back to its original name of the Dairy Building when it was built in 1909. And now we are continuing those great traditions, adding some more flavors with this great new bakery that we have. We're able to do that. And we also created a great new beautiful space. It's bright. And I just keep saying it's bright and beautiful because it is. It is so different from what you and all the fairgoers are used to. So I'm very excited for you to come and see that at the fair this year.
That's cool. Some years ago, and I don't even remember, it was maybe in the late 2016, 2017, I for GN Radio and then WGN TV, I actually went and worked in the cream puff area. I had the hair nets, even though I have no hair, and everything back there. And I will say the way the cream comes out of that tube into the cream puff itself, it comes at 100 miles an hour. You got to keep working when
oh,
you're doing that.
Yeah. Dave, it is so funny you brought that up. I had to do it as part of a show 2 years ago, and I have mad respect for those that are doing the cream puffs. It is stressful. I mean, Of course, I was laughing so hard. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm making a fool out of myself. I can't operate. But nobody told me that it doesn't stop. So when right. I started with it, I'm like, mine's broken. It's broken. It just keeps coming. They're like, no, that's how it works. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's how you churn them out. I know. That's right. And it's also a great place to be in days like this when it's so hot outside is to be in there because it's pretty frigid as well.
Yes, it is very chilly in there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, we're going to explore more of the Wisconsin State Fair with Sherry Black after we look at your traffic.
Let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, tonight we are putting the Wisconsin State Fair on the map. One of my favorites. We're talking to Sherry Black. She's the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Agriculture is the backbone of the fair industry in general, and the Coliseum features shows every day at the fair, but visitors can also see hundreds of animals in numerous barns throughout the property. Talk about the agriculture.
So as I mentioned earlier, agriculture is extremely important to our fair and the purpose of what we do. We really want to make sure that we're educating the public on agriculture so they understand how important it is to support your local farmers. Make sure you know where your food is coming from, what is in your food. I grew up on a farm, so I was very fortunate to have this experience firsthand. So I have always understood that milk comes from, you know, a cow, not just a grocery store. But we feel that we have a responsibility to educate everyone, but we want to do it in a fun way. So you don't realize that you're learning, you're coming and you're having fun and you're interacting. For some people, this is the only interaction they will have with a farm animal ever. So we want to make that a great experience. Our youth exhibitors are happy to tell you about their projects. They've been working with their animals for months, some of them years. So they're just a really great resource for you to come in and look for those answers that you or maybe your children may have. We also have educational exhibits throughout Ag Village. I'm excited this year. We have a new area welcoming you to our agriculture village that's right off of Grandstand. That area also had a facelift. If you've ever walked there on a busy Saturday, you know that it can be very hectic, rather crowded. We took down two sets of bleachers that were never utilized, even when we did have major races. And we pushed that area out. We created a new shaded structure in there so that you can go through the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, get all those Wisconsin products to eat, and take them out to this nice new structure and enjoy them out in the great weather. We widened it, new asphalt, new signage, but a new great sign welcoming you into Ag Village. And we have better accessibility now. We have new curbs in that area. We have a new way to get up into Agriculture Village. So I think that people are going to see that and realize that there's agriculture. We have heard from people that they didn't realize that we had animals there, which was shocking. But I think some people, you know, you're grabbing your food and then you're heading from Grandstand down into Spin City and you miss all of the agriculture that's just to the west of you. So I think now opening that up, people will have a better visual and hopefully we'll go ahead and partake in that.
I love hearing that. And I love all the improvements you do all the time, every year to the park to make it just that much better. Let's talk a little bit about the food because that is a big centerpiece of it. I beeline it to the Lions Club corn roast, the pork chop sandwich, the Sheboygan or Usinger's brats, Brad and Harry's cheese curds, maple root beer, of course, the cream puffs. But you have over 100 new foods this year, which I'm looking at these. Some of them sound interesting. Some of them, I'm not sure. We'll have to sample it and try out.
Right. Can you believe we have 100 new foods? We had 100 new foods last year. I don't know how these vendors keep coming up with it. It's amazing.
Alligator Cajun mac and cheese sundae. A hunk-a-hunk Elvis donut ice cream sandwich. Bourbon belly tots. Brat Rangoon. I'm finding some of these just hysterical.
The other one I love is the Glickles, which are pickles prepared with edible glitter. I mean, my daughter is now 20 years old, but I can tell you if she were here at 5, that would have really had her excited.
That's awesome. I love it. And you know what I also see on here? I'm gluten-free. You got a ton of gluten-free cookies, corn dogs, Oreos, funnel cakes, and I know cheese curds as well. So if you got dietary stuff, you cover all of that as well. Besides all the food and all the fun there, It's the main stage that you have where I saw my first concert, I think in the late 70s. It was REO Speedwagon out there. But,
oh, that's a good one.
But on this main stage, the Bank 5-9 main stage, you've got a lot going on there from Queensryche to Lynyrd Skynyrd to Boyz II Men. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so every year it's a challenge, of course, because entertainment is getting more and more expensive every year. I saw a statistic not that long ago that talked about the cost of acts has risen, or I should say a ticket for a show has risen by 400% just in the last few years. So that's a giant leap. And, you know, here in our area, we compete with so many different events going on. So it is really hard. But I am excited about our lineup this year. We try to hit as many different types of genres as we can so that we are appealing to the masses. But I think something like Midland with Southall, that's that unique southern country rock. And I think that that's something that will be enjoyed. Of course, Boyz II Men, Neo, Queensryche, like you said, with Great White and Quiet Riot, all on one night. I think that that's exciting, too, to have those three great bands. John Party, Darius Rucker, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and then we also have Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, which if you were here last year, unfortunately his show got canceled that first night due to weather, but he is back and he is one of our most popular acts that we have.
That's cool. I love that you have Darius Rucker as well. Speaking of the weather, like how do you, I'm assuming you guys are looking at this all the time or looking ahead to see, you know, what's going to happen each night. I mean, every day, every year I've gone, I'm sure there's a little rain, but that's something you guys must watch, you know, every single day to see what how you're going to have to pivot some things, right?
We do. And I can tell you, I've been in this business for a long time and have been through a lot of various weather situations with my old fair Waukesha as well as here at State Fair Park. But I can assure you, we have a great team. We actually have someone from the National Weather Service.
Love hearing that. Comes, yes,
and monitors the weather for us the entire time that we're open. And that is what really makes our decisions about if we need to cancel a show or not.
Absolutely. And it also, you know, it gives you an opportunity to go inside and see all the merchandise that is out there and all that other good stuff as well. Now, you have an amusement park as well called Spin City. You have the big slide. You've got the Ferris wheel. And I have to say, like, you go to a lot of fairs and amusement parks, and they're not in great shape. You guys do a really, really professional job in all this. They're always clean. They're always well-maintained. It's a great experience.
Thank you for saying that. And I will tell you, our Spin City area is something that is very near and dear to me because that's really where I got my start here, overseeing that area when I began in 2016. And I can tell you, the rides and games and concessionaires that we bring are the top of the top. They are fantastic. They are the best in their business because we don't bring in one single carnival. We actually do what's called an independent midway. So we book everything independently. So we might have someone that brings in one ride, or we might have an operator that brings in three rides, but they are limited to the amount that they're allowed to bring because we want the best of the best. And some of them only play us, Minnesota, and the State Fair of Texas. So then their rides are sitting indoors for the rest of the year. They maintain them very well. We are inspected by the state of Wisconsin with their ride inspectors, but then we also bring in a third-party inspector that goes through all of the rides and is here on-site throughout the full 11 days of the fair.
Telling you, that's really, really important. And if you want to shop, you've got this massive merchandise experience that you have on site as well.
Well, Dave, I must tell you, the side job in my life is shopping. I'm very good at it. I consider it a sport. Nordstrom sale just had their big anniversary sale, and let me tell you, I won that section really
great.
Well. My husband
good
is extremely
you.
Proud.
Good for you.
So, yes, the Expo, best shopping ever. We also have great shopping all throughout the park. There's an area just west of the Cream Puff building where you can see a number of vendors are lined up. It's actually where the Wonder Fair will be this year. So I highly recommend going and checking out those vendors as well.
The fair is such, for an experience for the day, it is such a cost-effective place to be with the family. But there are also discounts and special offers that you have on your website that gets you in for even less money, right?
Yes, and that's why we always want to make sure that everybody is aware. We have numerous deals that go on every day. There's a special that you can check out on our website, or if you can still purchase in advance, take advantage of that. You will always receive a discount. We want to make sure that we are family friendly and able to help everybody come to the fair.
Excellent. The Wisconsin State Fair begins next Thursday through Sunday, August 10th at the State Fairgrounds at 640 South 84th Street in West Allis, Wisconsin. For more information, visit wistatefair.com. Sherry, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I guarantee I'll see you at the fair.
All right. Same to you, and thank you so much.